How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Gene Marks, a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. We turn to the AI report, Gene's specialty. Now, artificial intelligence is a work in progress. I understand that. And I can have a great deal of fun spatting and chewing the fat with characters who don't really exist. It's fun. Especially the verbal ones like Ara from Grok. Great fun. They know a lot. They have a database that I can only guess at. At the same time, there are practical uses for these AI. I can't say that I'm more practical than copy editor. But that helps, Gene. That's a big boost. Unless I'm lazy, I never have to make another typo. However, you have been observing AI on the road. Is it being celebrated, accepted? Not my kind of thing. What is the general mood about AI out there?
Right now, it's a really good question because I was in Pittsburgh earlier this week, speaking to the University of Pittsburgh's Entrepreneur Institute for Entrepreneurial Excellence, and there was about 75 people in the room, and the whole conversation was about AI for about 2 hours. We talked, John, and these are business owners, all different businesses in the Pittsburgh area, manufacturers. One guy who runs a stone quary. There were some accountants there. There are people in the service business. They're from all over. And they all enjoy the conversation. It's a lot of fun to talk about AI. It's interesting and at times terrifying to talk about the risks of AI. The deep fakes and, those kinds of things, which are pretty wild. It's interesting to see where the automation is coming from, the new rollouts from Google and Microsoft called agentic AI, where agents will perform tasks like accounting tasks and billing and matching of invoices all behind the scenes so that your employees don't need to do that, as well as customer service tasks. They find it interesting to hear how big companies are using AI in their operations. And then, I show a lot of videos and GIFs, as it is, of AI on the manufacturing floor, autonomous forklifts running around, and drones that are powered by AI that are, counting inventory for people. All that, exciting. It's a big company game right now. My audience are small and mid-sized businesses, so it really hasn't filtered down to that area. Where I'm seeing among my audience is that they're keeping a close eye on it. They're not believing it. I mean, they see what's coming. They also know that it ain't ready for prime time and it's not reliable. So they're not making any big investment decisions in AI right now. And my advice to all of them, whenever I speak on AI, is you have to keep a close eye. You have to be playing around. You have to be trying it. You have to be talking to your software vendors so that you're prepared for when it really does become ready for prime time and accurate and reliable, and you can start implementing it in your business. But John, I have to, like I said, it's been a big company game. I wrote a few times in Forbes over the past 2 years about a company called Klarna. And I think this story sums up AI in 2025. Klarna is a Swedish company that makes buy now, pay later software. It's like an app for paying off, purchases, like a sofa or something like that. And they have like 5,000 employees. At the beginning of 2024, John, they have this big press release that said, look at us. We're rolling out our AI customer service system. It's doing the work of 700 customer service agents at Klarna. And we are saving all sorts of money. And this is incredible. And then sure enough, 8 months later, in August of 2024, Klarna then announces that they're laying off 2,000 people, 5,000 because their AI, you know, software is going to do the work, is doing the work of all these humans. And you know what just happened, John? Just 2 weeks ago, the CEO of Klarna publicly announced that they are retreating on AI, and now they're back to hiring human beings. Although I don't know what person in their right mind would go back and work there, but okay. And the reason why is because, the powers that be at Klarna realized that people like to talk to people. You know, I mean, it's, you know, there is this AI hype, and then there's reality. And the hype is that AI can do a few things right now reliably to get things out of the way and make things faster. But for the most part, John, when you have a problem, you know, okay, give me a quick answer on a bot. But if I want to, if I have a bigger problem, then I want to talk to a person and I want to talk to a bot. And I think companies like Klarna are starting to realize that they've gone a little too far with this AI stuff. And that'll be an interesting thing to see in the future, how this all gets settled.
Detail, Gene, because one of your Medium pieces points to Target having a success with self-checkout. Is that considered AI, self-checkout?
Yeah, what self-checkout does is it includes AI functions in
right,
it. So
right.
It'll have a camera, and it's watching the person put stuff into and out of their bags, and it can detect if somebody sticks something in their pocket or doesn't pay for it. They didn't swipe it, they didn't pay
does
for it.
Does it talk? Can you converse?
It depends on the machine. But you know what I really hope it does is it not only can detect when you put it in the bag, but then it believes the customer so that everything doesn't freeze and we have to call for a human being to come and rescue us from the process because the self-checkout kiosk doesn't believe that we put our item in the bag, which seems to happen to me all the time. So, yes, AI is being used to improve that process.
I confess I've learned how to manage that. I go to a self-checkout line. I stand there and act stupid and then call for help.
Yes, correct.
It always works. They're so nice. They come over and say, I go, I really don't understand this. And they do everything for me. It's great fun.
Yep, it is. It is.
But I don't recommend it. You can do I'm just not confident when I can't stand in front of a, you have to move here, move there. Gene Marks, small business columnist, Guardian newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the AI Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.